Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Shabbos Daf Kufnun Vav. We are on Daf Kufnun Hey Yomi Beis, seven lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Mahal Katin L'Tanagoylan, Mishnah taught us when we feed chickens on Shabbos, when we even prepare the food by pouring water into mursum. This is what remains behind in the flour sifter, and that's fed to chickens. So one can introduce water to this powdery substance to enable its use to prepare it for the feeding of the chickens. But the Mishnah told us, provided that he doesn't mix this flour with this mursum with the water, which would entail a malacha of lisha, of kneading, which is also on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Mahalkin Tanagoyle Mechul, Amr Abai, Amrita Kamei Demar, I presented before Mar, my teacher, who was Rabbah. I asked him, Mas Nisan Mali, our Mishnah, which allows introducing water into this powdery substance without any concern for Malacha, whose Shita, whose opinion is reflected here? Let's see Rashi. Two lines from the bottom. Mas Nisan Mani. The Tani, the Mishnah says, Noisin Mayim L'Soicha Mursan. One may introduce water into this Mursan powder. Then Nesina Smayim. Because the mere placement of water, Loi Zehu Gibuloi, does not constitute its kneading. It is not a Malacha because it's not uniformly mixed. It's not properly stirred. It's not a proper dough that was formed here. And therefore there's no concern of Lisha. So whose shita is represented here? Continues the Gemara, six lines from the bottom. Va'amar li, and my Rebbe responded, Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. This mission reflects the shita of Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, who maintains that merely introducing water is not considered lisha. The sanya is related to the brisa, echad noisin sakemach. If one fellow introduces the flour, ve'echad noisin seichemayim, the second fellow comes along and pours water into the flour, ha'achroin chayiv, the second person is chayiv, because he has formed a dough, a paste, despite the fact that it wasn't properly mixed. He has done a malach of lisha. Divrei Rabbi. So this is Rabbi's opinion. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Imer, einai chayiv atchi gabil. He's only chayiv if he mixes the two ingredients together and forms a properly mixed paste and dough. So you see that merely introducing water to this would be mutter, likewise in our Mishnah. When we pour water into the mursum, provided it doesn't mix them. Says Dilma, perhaps there's room to differentiate between flour and mursum. Dilma, perhaps, ad kan loika amar. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Hassan, perhaps only over there does he maintain that there's no concern with merely pouring water into the flour. Ela kemach. This is only concerning flour. Devar gibulu, because it is meant to be properly stirred and mixed. So since he's merely introducing the water without mixing it, he hasn't yet achieved a proper result, a proper dough. And therefore, we don't consider this to be a malach. Aval mursan, in contrast to mursan, the lav bar gibulu. It's not really meant to be properly mixed together. It's sufficient to merely pour the water in and feed it in its current state to the chickens. So perhaps since he doesn't really need to mix it properly, we would consider this to have achieved its proper goal, its proper result, even by merely pouring the water into it. Perhaps even by doing so, he has done a malacha. Even he would agree that this is sufficient to constitute a malacha of lisha. Says the Gemara, Loisan Gadaitach. You can't entertain this. Why? The Sani Beheda was because you clearly learned in Braisa. A nois in the Maim Lemursan, the very Rabbi. One may not introduce water to Mursan. This is the Shita of Rabbi. Rabbi Yisab Yudaimer, nois in Maim Lemursan. One may pour water into the Mursan. So we see that according to him, even when it comes to pouring water into Mursan, we don't consider it to be a malacha by merely introducing the water without mixing it. Tan Rabbanan ein goivlin esakli. One may not mix up kali, Rashi describes it as flour, which was produced from roasted grains, and they would use this flour as an ingredient in forming this mixture which contained flour, water, oil, and salt. And this was called shisisa, some sort of formula which was drunk. And the Braisa tells us one cannot mix up this formula. The Yesh Oimim hold that one may mix up and stir this formula. Says the Gemara, Man Yesh Oimrim. Who is this Yesh Oimrim which allow mixing this shasisa concoction on Shabbos? Of Rav Chizda, Rav Yosi Bar Yehudi. It's Rav Yosi Bar Yehudi who maintains that a pouring liquid into a powder is mutter. So you can go ahead and pour the water, the oil, into the flour with the salt. There's no concern when he's merely introducing one to the other. Now what about mixing it? The Braisa says that according to the Shita of Yeshayim Goivlin, you can actually mix it and stir it. How can you do that? Explains the Gemara. Vahani mili, this is said, Hude Mishani, when he does it in a way which is different than the way it's customarily done. Heche Mishani, how does he do that? On Rav Chizda, al yad al yad, he does a bit at a time. So generally they would do it in large quantities. Since he's doing it a bit at a time, this is derech shini. He's deviating from the norm, and therefore he can do this. Continues the Gemara. Vishavin, all agree, all opinions concur. Sheboichshin es hashoses v'shabbos. One may stir, one may mix up this shoses mixture that we just described. You can do this on Shabbos. Now, it seems to be a bit surprising, since we just had a machlekes. The Gemara will explain. Continues the Gemara, v'shoisim zeisim amitzri. Likewise, all agree that one may drink a certain type of beverage called zeisim amitzri. Rashi explains this was drunk even by healthy people. So it doesn't appear like it's done for refuah, for remedial purposes, and therefore it's mutar on Shabbos. Okay, so we have two halachas that all agree. All agree that you can mix the shasis and drink the zeisim. Says the Gemara, what do you mean all agree? V'amris ein goivlin just told me that the Tanakhama maintains you cannot mix up this shasis on Shabbos. So how can we say all agree that it can be stirred on Shabbos? Loikashya, it's not difficult. It depends on its consistency. Haba ava, haba raka. When we say we can't form this mixture and mix it, that's regarding an ava, when it's a thicker consistency, which is considered to be a malacha of lisha. So according to Rebbe, you can't even introduce the liquid to the powder, not to mention mixing them. Habaraka, however, when we just learned that all agree that when we mix shasisa, we're speaking about a shasisa which was made in a liquid form, more of a liquefied consistency, and therefore it would be mutter to mix up these ingredients. There's no concern of lisha. Says the Morbahani Mili, this is only said Huda Mishani. If he mixes it, derech shinoi, and he deviates from the norm. So even a blila raka, even a liquefied mixture, can only be mixed if he does it differently than the way it's ordinarily done. Heyech mishani, how is he meant to deviate? Om Rabbi Yosef, bechoil, during the ordinary weekday, it's done in this manner. Noisen es achoimetz. First they place the vinegar, ba'achach meisen sashasis, and afterwards, they place the flour. So this is the way it's customarily done. But Shabbos, he's meant to switch things around. But Shabbos, noisen sashasis, first they place the flour, ba'achach meisen sashasis, and afterwards add the vinegar. And this allows it to be done on Shabbos. Continues the Gemara. Levi, brei, the Rav Huna Bar Chiya. Levi, the son of Rav Huna Bar Chiya, ashichei. So he noticed, L'gavlo de Beinashu, the one who was preparing the food to feed the animals in his household. So he was the caretaker of the animals, and he noticed that he was doing something unusual. The Gavlo v'safi le'leturei, he was mixing up the animal feed, the mursan. So he was stirring it, and he was feeding it to the to his oxen. Batashpe. So Levi gave him a kick, whether he kicked him or kicked towards him, in protest, because mixing, that's asur according to all shittas. The Mishnah only allows introducing water to the mursan, to the animal feed, but nobody says, nobody allows mixing. That's certainly considered lisha. The Gemara will tell us, actually, he did it derech shinoi. He did it in a way which deviated from the norm. Therefore, he was allowed to do it. But Levi was unaware of this halacha, and he took issue with it. How can you go ahead and mix mursan on Shabbos? Also, avor. So Levi's father, who was Rav Huna Bar Chiya, came along, ashkechei, and he noticed this commotion. Omar Le, so he told Levi, hachi, Omar avor d'imach. The father of your mother, meaning your grandfather, said the following halacha, mishmei de Rav, the name of Rav, umanai. Who was his grandfather who was saying over this halacha? It was Rabbi Yirmiyahu Ba'aba. So he was the one who taught us the name of Rav. Goivlin. One may mix the morsum for the sake of the animal. V'loy mesafim. But you may not go ahead and force feed them, as we learned in our Mishnah. Another halacha he taught us, that an animal, a calf, a young calf, who has not yet learnt the art of eating, he can't eat using his tongue. So we manually feed him, and we assist him in his eating. So the Gemara continues, this that we just said, that he can go ahead and mix it, to mix the morsan, that's only provided that he does it derech shinoi, in a way which deviates from the norm, and this way it's mutter. So this is the reason why this fellow, this caretaker, was allowed to mix the morsan for the sake of feeding his animals, because he did it derech shinoi. Heichi mishani, says the Gemara, how is he meant to deviate? Omar v'yemer bar shlami mishmei d'abaye. So he said the name of Abaye, shesi v'erev. So he mixes it, shesi v'erev, in straight lines, vertically, horizontally, he makes like an X, without properly stirring it. So this is a derech shinoi, and the Chazanish points out, and we discuss derech shinoi here, we mean to say that the end result of the product will not have the same quality, it won't be the same quality of a mixture when it's done properly. So that is the reason why shinoi allows us to mix things on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, okay, he's going to employ this method, shesiv erev, he's not going to really be accomplishing much. But like ma'arav shaper, doesn't get properly mixed when it's done in this manner. Amar view the menar likli, so what he does is he pours it into another kli. So the pouring action affects some sort of mixture here, and therefore this would be sufficient for him to feed his animals. So it's nevertheless considered to be derech shinoi. It's an uncustomary way of mixing, and therefore it's mut. Continues the Gemara, Ksiv apinkasei diziri. Pinkasei was a pad. So on the pinkas of ziri, it said the following. Amris kadam Rebbe. I asked before Rebbe, who was Rebbe? Mani Reb Chia. So I asked him the following halacha. Maula gabel. What is the halacha regarding mixing the animal feed? Can one do that on Shabbos? Amar asa, one cannot do that. Maula farik. What about transferring food from one animal to the other? Amar muta, that's allowed. Amar manashi. We have another halacha regarding animal feeding. Chad kamichad. How much can you feed an animal on Shabbos without getting involved in a concern of tircha, excessive exertion? So Manashi says as follows. Chad kamichad. One container which is ordinarily used to feed his animal. So one container fill, he can place before chad kamei chad, before one animal. Trei kamei trei. Likewise, two containers before two animals. Shapir dami, that's allowed. Telos kamei trei, but to add, to feed in large quantities, three containers fill in front of two animals, asur, that's overdoing it. You can't do that on Shabbos. That's a tircha. Rav Yosef Amar, kav, afil kabaim. He can place even a kav, a large amount, even two kav, without any concern. Ula Amar, kur, afil kurai, even a very large amount, a kur, or even two kur, is allowed. There's no concern. He can feed, he can be generous. When he gives his animal food on Shabbos, perhaps he's giving him on Shabbos. In any case, he can feed him as much as he wants. Ksiv apinkas de Levi. It was written on the pad of Levi as follows. Amris kadam Rebbe. I complained before Rebbe. Umanai, who is this Rebbe referred to here? Rabbeinu HaKadosh. This was Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Danasi, who composed the Mishnayos. So I complained to him, Al davu gavlin shesisa bebavel. I complained to him regarding those people in Bavel who would mix this shesisa recipe containing flour and water. How can they do that? It entails a malacha. V'havat savach Rabbi. Rabbi would cry out in protest. Umanoi Rabbeinu HaKadosh. This was Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Al davu gavlin shesisa. As a result of these people who would mix the shesisa, some Gerses actually take out these words. In any case, I complained to him by presenting this fact, and he cried out in protest. V'leis dishmiyale. And nobody paid attention to him. V'leis chela biyade lemeser. And he really had no authority, no ability to make this thing usher. Why? Because they were following the shita of his opponent. But Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. They were following the shita Rabbi Yosef maintains that one may introduce water into this flour. That's okay. And when it comes to mixing this mixture, he may do it, provided he does it derech shinoi. He deviates from the normal way of doing it. Therefore, they had a basis for their practice, and they had no ability to protest. So in summary, regarding mixing flour with water, Rebbe holds, merely introducing the water to the flour would be aser. Regarding mixing, the Gemara says when we're speaking about a blila raka, a mixture which has a liquefied, looser consistency, even Rebbe would agree, you can mix that, provided that he does a derech shinui. The opinion of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is that merely introducing water into flour is mutter. That's not considered to be a properly formed dough. There's no malach of lisha. Once he does that, he can proceed and mix it. Even if it's a thick dough, a mixture of a thicker consistency, a blila ava, he can mix it, provided that he does a derech shinui. And certainly when it's raka, when it's of a looser, liquefied consistency, one can mix it derech shinui. Continues the Gemara. The following was recorded on the Pinkas, on the tablet of Rabbi Shlomo Levi. Now we all know that there are no two people in this world that have the same exact nature and personalities. Hashem endowed us all, each one of us, with our unique, special personality, nature, character traits. We all have our midas, which we're meant to recognize and value, because that affords a person the opportunity to develop himself, to grow, to channel his abilities in the right direction throughout one's lifetime. Now, what was recorded on the tablet here was an interesting point, that by and large, a person's nature, his pre-programmed nature, will reflect the nature of the day, of that specific day of the week that he was born on. So let's proceed and begin with Sunday. Hayman de Bechad Beshava. A person who was born on Sunday, Yei Gvar, he's going to be a person who's going to be dominated by one specific, one particular character trait, which the Gemara soon will describe as the trait of leadership. Just like Sunday, who's the leader of the week. So he'll be dominated with this midah, v'loy chadabay. He will not have any other midah. Says the Gemara, my v'loy chadabay. What do you mean he won't have another midah? Ilema v'loy chad lativu. You won't have another good midah? V'omer Ravashi, didn't Ravashi say, ano b'chad b'shabavoy. I was born on Sunday, and Ravashi certainly was a tzaddik. So you see that he can have another good midah. Ela lav chad levishu. What the Gemara meant to say is that he won't have another bad midah. This fellow will not have bad midahs. V'amar Ravashi, didn't Ravashi say, ano, myself, v'dimi bar kakuzta. So myself and this fellow, dimi bar kakuzta, havin b'chad b'shabah, we were both born on Sunday. And look what happened. Ano melech. I turned out to be the king, meaning the Rosh HaYeshiva, the head of the academy. So I assumed a leadership position, a good leadership position. V'hu hava reish ganvi. He turned out to be a leader as well, but the head of the bandits. So anybody born on Sunday has that leadership quality. Nevertheless, we see that you can channel it in any direction. Let's take a look at Rashi. Right on the right side of the word ganvi, Rashi says, "Vehu reish ganvi." So Rashi explains why is this specific to one born on Sunday? Deman de bechad b'shabbat. One was born on Sunday. Yehi reish, he will develop into a leader. K'moish ha'yom reish l'masa bereishis. Just as the day Sunday is the leader of the days of creation. Miu shmamina. But anyway, we hear from here, the neilodim b'tzadikim reshayim, that on Sunday are born both people with a potential to be tzadikim and people with the potential to become Rishayim. Says more Ella, rather, what we meant to say is as follows. A person born on Sunday will be all or nothing. El ikuli lativu, he'll be either entirely good, ikuli lebishu, entirely bad. As we see here that Rav Ashi assumed a good leadership post. He became the Rosh HaYeshiva, as opposed to this other fellow, Dimi, who turned out to be the head of the bandits, entirely bad. And the brackets here add my time of why the Ibru Bay Urva Khoshak on Sunday was created light and darkness. So either a person will be completely oyer, completely light, or completely khoshak, completely evil. So the point here is not to scare us that we're suggesting that a person is a victim of a circumstance. Quite the contrary, a person could channel that ability one way or the other. A person has free will to channel his khoshak, his abilities, in any direction which he chooses to do. Says the Gemara, Hayman betrei b'shava, a person who was born on Monday, what will be his nature? He's going to be a person with a temper. My time, why? Mishum deflegu be maya. Because on the second day of Briyas Olam, the waters were split up. The heavenly waters were split from the earthly waters. So just as there are machlekes regarding the waters, likewise this fellow will be separate from the rest of society due to his difficult nature, his being prone to annoyance and irritability. Haiman de betlasa b'shava, one who was born on Tuesday, yehi gvar asir, he'll be a wealthy man, v'zanoi yehi, will have a tendency for immorality, for znus, my time away, b'shum de iver be'asavim. Because on Tuesday, the grasses were created, which grow quickly, they grow, multiply. Likewise, this person will multiply, be wealthy, he'll grow, have a tendency to reach out and to be jolly and to befriend people, and that also involves a tendency for znus. Haiman de bar bo b'shava, a person who was born on Wednesday, yehi gvar chochim v'noyer, he'll be a wise man, v'noyer, with a good memory. My time away, mishum de islo b'me'iris, because on Wednesday, the luminaries were hung up, were activated, the sun and the moon. So just as they express light, this person also, Rashi says, is akin to light, v'tira oir, who'll be full of the Torah, full of chachma. Haiman de b'chamsha b'shava, one was born on Thursday, he'll have a tendency to do chesed, a good-natured person. My time away, mishum de iver be'dogim bo'ifais, because on Thursday, the fish and the fowl were created. And Rashi tells us because they don't have to exert much tircha to attain their sustenance. They are supplied and sustained through the chesed of Hashem. So this is a day which characterizes chesed and kindness, and this person will be full of this midah. Haiman de b'mali shabata, a person who was born on Erev Shabbos, the Hegvar Chazron. He will be a person who will be pursuing. What is he going to pursue? Rav Nachman, it's like Chazron mitzvahs. He's going to be looking after doing mitzvahs just as Friday. It's a day where one prepares for Shabbos. It's a day of pursuing the mitzvah of preparing for Shabbos. Likewise, this person created on Friday will have that tendency. Haiman de b'Shabbat yehi, a person who was born on Shabbos, b'Shabbat yomus, he will pass away on Shabbos as well. Why? Al da'achilu ilavoi iloy yom rabbi Shabbat, on account of the fact that they needed to be mechal Shabbos when he was born. So due to that, he needs to atone, he needs to rectify. He needs to pass away on Shabbos, and Mashal explains, they're going to neglect him, they're going to leave him alone, ignore him. They can't tend him on Shabbos, until after Shabbos. So this will be an atonement, a kapara. Here they're going to be observing Shabbos at his expense, to rectify the fact that they had to be mechal Shabbos, on account of his birth. Omar Rava Barav Shila, b'kadisha Rabbi Yiskari, he'll be called a great holy man. Mashal points out that what he's coming to add is that we don't see necessarily people who are born on Shabbos die on Shabbos. Therefore, Rav is coming to add this specifically relates to a person of a lofty nature, a person who's a Kaddish. As we know, Chacham tell us that Hashem is mimale the shneisem shal tzadikim yom liyom. Hashem fills the years of tzadikim just as Moshe Rabbeinu passed away the day that he was born on Zayin Adar. Likewise, Hashem applies that to other tzadikim. And a great tzaddik will indeed experience this. He will be niftar, he will pass away on the day that he was born, meaning Shabbos. Omalhu Rabbi Chanina. So Rabbi Chanina responded to these people who were saying over the content which was recorded on the Pinkus of Rishon Levi regarding these various days and the nature of a person born on these days reflect the nature of those days. So Rav Chanina didn't like this. He said, Puku amrle le bar Levoi, go tell bar Levoi, meaning Rabbi Shua, the son of Levi, loy mazel yoyim gerim. Actually, it's not the mazel and the nature of the day which influences a person's nature. Elo mazel shua gerim. Actually, it's the mazel and the nature of the specific hour in which a person was born that influences and impacts his nature. We know that there are various mazolis, various celestial bodies which were given, granted authority, they dominate different times of the week, different times of the day, so actually they rotate throughout the day. Rashi says that we are speaking about seven mazolis, sun, the moon, and five other stars. So they influence events down here on earth. So Rav Chanina says it's the mazel of the Shah, whichever mazel was dominating, was governing over that specific hour in which the person was born, which will influence his nature. Explains the Gemara. Hayman de Bechamayeh, one who was born when the sun was governing. Gvar Zifsonyeh, he will be a radiating person, just as the sun. Ochum Udilei, he eats from his own food. Veshasim Udilei, drinks from his own. He's self-sustained, just as the sun radiates its own light, it's its own source of light. Verzoi Galyan, and his secrets will be revealed. He won't be a discreet person, just as the sun is fully exposed. Imganiv, if he decides to pursue the profession of thievery, becoming a ganav, lo matzlach, he won't be successful. He can't keep his secret. Hayman de bekoichav noiga, if a person was born in the mazel of koichav noiga, yehi gvar otzir, he'll be a wealthy man. And prone to immorality, it's my time, why? Because the source of fire is attached and attributed to this mazel, and that's a source of passion within the person, so a person will be influenced by this fire, and will have a tendency to znus. A person was born within the mazel of koichav, he will be a person with a good memory, and wise. Why? Because this mazel called koichav is actually considered the scribe of the sun. He records the orbit of the sun. So he's connected to the sun and found next to the sun. So a person who is born in this mazel will have the chachma, the memory, the intellectual capacity, similar to the sun's radiation. As we discussed earlier, the sun is bright and radiating, so this person will be influenced by this nature. Hayman de Blavana, a person born within the mazel of the Lavana, the moon, Yehigvar Savil Marn. This person will suffer from hardships, just as the moon shrivels in size. Banoi v'sasir, he will build and demolish, sasir banoi, destroy and build, just as the moon expands and shrivels, the light is constantly fluctuating. This person will undergo a similar experience. Ocho deloy delay, he will eat from things that aren't his, meaning he'll be sustained by others. Vishasi deloy delay, and drink from others as well. Rashi explains, just as the moon also is around and shines by day, which is really the sun's domain. So he's interfering with the sun's domain. Likewise, this person will go ahead and be sustained by others. Verazoi Kasyan, his secrets will be held secret, held hidden. Person will be discreet, just as the moon, which doesn't really radiate on its own. Im Ganav, if he chooses to steal, to pursue a career as a thief, Matzlach, he'll be successful due to his secretive and discreet nature, which is just perfect for this type of field. Hayman de Shapsoi, a person who was born during the Mazel of Shapsoi, which is Saturn. Yehigvar, he'll be a person, machshav tebetel, whose machshavas, whose plans, will become battle, nullified, will have a difficult time planning successfully. Just as shabsoi is similar to the word shabbos, which denotes ceasing and resting. V'yizdam, some say it's actually to his benefit. Called the machashun alei betel, anything which is plotted against him will become battle. Haiman de betzedek, a person who was born during the mazel of tzedek, yehigvar tzadkan, will be a righteous man. Amarach bar Yitzchak, v'tzadkan v'mitzvahs. This is specifically speaking about a tendency to pursue the mitzvah of tzedakah. Hayman de Madim, a person who was born during the mazel of Madim, Mars, which is red, and denotes blood and bloodshed, indeed, he will have that tendency within him. He'll have that pre-programmed within his nature. Yehigvar ashadam, will be a person who spills blood. Now, just like the other things mentioned, this is merely a predisposition, but not a predetermination from above on how exactly a person will apply his inborn talents and tendencies. He has full choice, he has full bechira, free will, to channel his abilities one way or the other, to use it for mitzvah or aveira, as Rav Ashi will explain. Om Rav Ashi, I umna. If he chooses, he could be an uman. This is the professional bloodletter who will help people, be a doctor. I ganva, or he can choose to be a ganav, to kill people. I tafcha, or to be a sheichet. I moila, or to be a moil, to apply his talents to mitzvahs. So you see that what Hashem endows a person is with merely the raw ability, in order for the person to channel it, to direct it to the right direction, either to be used for good or for bad. We know that everything in this world has a balance. Even a bad midah, a bad character trait, it's balanced, it's counterbalanced. Zelo mazeh, asal akim. Hashem created everything in a balance, in order to give a person free will and the full ability to choose one over the other, good over bad. Now the interesting that we find in Tanakh twice the term Admoini employed, describing a person born red, one with regard to Esav, and one by David HaMelech. And Chazal tell us they both have very similar nature, the tendency for bloodshed. Nevertheless, we find that they led their life diametrically opposed. We have Esav who used his tendency and his talents for Avera, to kill people, etc. We have David HaMelech who corralled his abilities for the sake of mitzvah. The Chacham tell us he used it in the Bezin to punish and kill people for the sake of mitzvah. So we see that a person has full ability to use his talents in any way which he sees fit. Amar Rabba, Ano b'madim avoy. I was born during the Mazal of Madim, of Mars, and it didn't seem to have effect on me. Amar Abaye, Mar Nami, you as well, Anish b'katal, you punish and kill? Apparently this is perhaps the Makis Mardus, the rabbinic lashes, which were done to punish people who transgress the Torah, which result in people dying. So you also have that tendency within you. Itma, we learned from Chanina Omer, Mazal Machkim, indeed, the power of the Mazal, of the governing celestial body, has influence, has effect on a person's intellectual capacity. As we said earlier, depending on which Mazal he was born, that will affect his nature. Mazal Masher, likewise, it affects a person's financial standing, whether or not he'll be wealthy. V'yesh Mazal Yisrael. And indeed, the Mazal affects Klal Yisrael. It's inevitable. Hashem set it into the laws of nature. There's no way out of it. Rabbi Yechon Amar, Ein Mazal Yisrael. No. Klal Yisrael is a supernatural nation, living a supernatural existence. We have the ability to rise above the laws of nature, to rise beyond the influence of the mazalis. We could even change our inherent nature, which was dictated and preordained by those mazalis, Rashi says, through tefillah, through schusim, ein mazal Yisrael. Says the Gemara, v'azor Rabbi Yechon tamei. Rabbi Yechon follows, is compatible with his opinion stated elsewhere, d'amar Rabbi Yechon. Minayin, how do we know that ein mazal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael can rise above the reach of the celestial powers? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Koyomar Hashem, so said Hashem, El derech ha-goyim, al tilmadu. To the ways of the goyim, don't learn. Umeoises ha-shamayim, al techotu. Don't have any fear regarding those signs that are contained in the heavens. Ki echatu ha-goyim ehema. Only the goyim have fear from these things because they are directly controlled by the laws of nature and physical phenomena. Hey, Mi'chatu, they have fear. V'lo Yisrael, and not Klal Yisrael, who can actually control and bypass and change the laws of nature. V'af Rav Savar. Rav as well also holds Ein Mazal Yisrael, the Amar Bidom Rav. Minayin Shein Mazal Yisrael, how do we know this? Shenemar V'yoytze Oysi Achutz. Hashem took Avraham Avinu outside. Now what was demonstrated by doing this? Amar Avraham Avinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avraham presented before Hashem as follows. Ribbono Shel Olam. Ben Beisi Yerush Oisi. Will the caretaker of my home, meaning Eliezer, will he be the one to be Yerush me, to inherit me, and not my own child? Amar Lo Lab, Hashem responded, no. Actually, it's going to be your own child. Ki im asher yeitzi mimeyecha. Your own child will inherit you. Amar Lefanav, Ribbono Shel Olam. So Avraham responded back to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, how can that be? Nistakalti, bistagninu sheli, I've taken a look at my heavenly constellation, at my mazolis, ve'eini roi lohoilet ben. And according to the laws of nature, I'm not capable of bearing a child. Amar leis, Hashem responded, leave that alone. Ignore that. Tzei mistagnin shecha, go out. Leave the confines of the mazolis, of the laws of nature. You're beyond nature. Ein mazol Yisrael. You rise above the laws of nature. My daitach, what is your concern? The Koy Tzedek B'Mar, because the Tzedek, the Mazal of Tzedek, which you were born, is situated in the west. Rashi says it's a Makam Mitzunan, a cool place, which doesn't facilitate childbearing. No problem. Ma'adarna. I will turn it around and makmina lebe mizrach and position it in the east, a warm area. And indeed, this will enable you to have children. And that is the pshat in the pasuk. Mi heir mi mizrach tzedek, who called out from mizrach to tzedek? Yikra'eyu l'ragle, and called him on the account for the sake of Rav Avinu. Hashem switched around the mazalos, tweaked the laws of nature in order to allow Rav Avinu to have children. So we see that Yisrael rise above the laws of nature, and our very existence, Yitzchak Avinu, came about through the usurping of the laws of nature. Continues the Gemara. Umedishmol nami ein mazal Yisrael. From the following episode involving Shmuel, we also see this concept of ein mazal Yisrael. That a Yisrael, a Yid, has the ability to rise above the laws of nature. It says the Gemara, Dishmol va'avlat havo yasvi. Shmuel and his fellow Avlat, who was a non-Jew, but was a chacham and a stargazer, so they were sitting together. Va'avu ka'azli hanach in shila agma. They notice these people going towards the swamp to cut some reeds. Amalei Avla to Shmuel. So Avla turned to Shmuel and he said, "Hi Gavra, this particular person there, Ozav Liyasi, he is going to go but not going to come back. Tarek lechivyo mais, a snake will bite him and he will die." Amalei Shmuel. So Shmuel responded and negated this. Ibar Yisrael, if he is a Yisrael, Ozav Vasli, it's very likely that he's going to go and come back safely. Adiyasvi, as they were still sitting there, Ozav Vasli, indeed this person went and came back safely. So Avlat was quite surprised. Come Avlat, so Avlat got up, shadli letune, and he threw off this person's load, his reeds that he was carrying. Ashkach bechivya, indeed he found a snake within it. The pasik v'shadli betati gubi, which was cut up and lying in two pieces. So indeed this person encountered a snake, as per Avlat's forecast. But due to the fact that he was Israel, and must have done something really great, he was able to usurp and rise beyond the laws of nature and was miraculously saved. Amalei Shmuel, so Shmuel was curious and he turned to this person and he said, "My avos, what special thing did they do?" Amalei, this person responded, "Kol yoima, every other day, on an ordinary day, have a marminan rift about that day. We would collect the bread, put it together in a basket all together." So this was the agreement amongst our group members. Vachlinan, and we would eat together. Ha'idna, at this time, meaning today, Hava'ika chad minan, there was this one person amongst us, Le'havali riftab. He couldn't afford, he didn't have bread to contribute. Hava'ka mirsif, and he was very embarrassed. Aminalu, so when I saw that, I responded, and I said to them, "Look, I'm going to be the one, the collector. Anoka imna varmina. I'm going to be the one that's going to get up and collect the bread in the basket." So what did I do? Kimatoy l'gabei. When I came to this fellow, Shavoi Nafshoi, I made myself appear. I'm taking some bread from him. And really, I contributed my own bread. So the person does not incur shame. Armar Leis Shmuel said to this person, "Mitzvah Avdis. You did this great mitzvah." And indeed, this was the cause of this person experiencing an ace. So he was able to rise above the laws of nature, which had forecasted for him a death due to the snake bite. Nofak Shmuel v'darsh. As a result, Shmuel went out and he taught Utztaka Tatzel Memavis. This is a pasuk in the Mishlei. Tztaka saves a person from death. V'loyim misim mishuna. So Shmuel expounded, this doesn't merely mean that it saves a person from unusual or painful death, but he'll still die. Elo misa atzma. Tztaka can actually save a person, can spare a person from death and add to his life, as we find in this case. Continues the Gemara with another story. Umidur Akiva Nami, Ein Mazal Yisrael. From the episode of Rabbi Akiva, we also find this concept of Ein Mazal Yisrael due to a mitzvah, a schus, a person can be spared and rise above the laws of nature. Rabbi Akiva Havili Barta, Rabbi Akiva had this daughter, Amrilei Kildoi. So the stargazers told him, that day that she will go into the chuppah, the day of her marriage, Tarek lachivyo misa, a snake will bite her and she will die. Hava de'iga amasatuva. So she was very worried about this. Ahu yoima, the day of the wedding, shakata lemachbanta. So she unknowingly took the pin, the hairpin, the gold hairpin from her hair. That's the beguma, b'deguda. and she poked it into the hole in the wall. Isrami, it turns out, Esiv Be'eni Dechivya, it turns out that, unbeknownst to her, she poked it into the eye of a snake. She only found out the next morning, let's suffer in the morning, Kiko Shakala, when she was pulling out the pin, have a kasurach ba'asi, Chivya Basra, the snake, was following along with the pin. And everybody realized that she was spared harm from the snake. Amala Avua, so Father Rekiva asked her, my Adas, what great deed did you perform? Amala, so she told him as follows, with Panya, yesterday in the evening, during the wedding, Asa Anya, a poor man came, Kora Babi, called out by the door, everybody was preoccupied with his Suda. Valaka the Shami, nobody heard him. Ke'imna, so I got up, Shakalti Liristanoi, I took my own portion, the obviously that you've given to me, Yahavtini Ali, and I gave it to the poor man. Omar La, so Rekiva responded, mitzvah of this indeed, you did a great mitzvah. Nafar Rekiva Vidarash, as a result, Rekiva went out and taught, Utstaka Tatsuma Mavet, Stoka has the ability to save one from death, Vilayim Misa Mishun, not only to spare him from unusual and painful death, El Misa Atzma, to actually spare someone from death to add life. Continues more with another story. Umar Nacham Meitzak Nami, a Mazel Yisrael, from the following story involving Rav Nachum Yitzchak, we also find this concept. Yisrael have the ability to rise above the influence of Mazel. The Ime, the Rav Nachum Yitzchak, the mother of Rav Nachum Yitzchak, Amri Lo Kaldoi, the stargazers, for a wonder, Brich Ganvava, your son who grew up to be a thief. So what did she do as a result? Leshafkate Gilui Reshe. She didn't leave him with an exposed head. She made sure his head was properly covered at all times. Armalei, she told him, Kasi Reisha, cover your head. Ki heichi, desi havi aloch, eim sedishmaya. So that the fear of heaven will rest upon you. When a person wears something, a yarmulke, actually yarmulke is a combined word, yori malka, fear of the king of Hashem. It's a feeling that there's something above us, something which is higher than us, Hashem's presence. So the point of covering his head was to give him that feeling, that sensation, a fear of heaven. That's one thing she told him, cover your head properly. Ubay rachmi. And daven to Hashem for rachmanus, to spare you from the Yetzer. Now she didn't specify exactly what she's concerned about. She gave him this instruction. Lava yoda, now he didn't know amayka amrle, why she's giving him these instructions. So what happened? Yoyim machad, one day Yosef, he was sitting kilgaris, he was learning tusi tikla, underneath a palm tree which didn't belong to him. What happened was, Nafal Glimim Milavei Reishi, the covering of his head fell off. Dali Eni, I picked up his eyes. Chazal Adikla, he noticed the palm tree. Al Mi Yitzre, so Yitzhar took a hold of him. Salik, he climbed up. Palske Likipura, he chopped off, he cut off a cluster of dates. Vishine, using his teeth. So this was his inherent nature. He had a talent for thievery, as they had forecast, the stargazers. This was his nature. But a person has the ability to overcome that through Yirah Shemaim, through Tzfilah, to control that nature, rise above that nature, and become a tzaddik. And indeed, we see from here, Ein Mazal L'Yisrael. So in summary, we learned that a person's nature is influenced by the nature of the day, the Mazal of the day of the week that he's born in. As we proceeded regarding Mazal Shah, the specific star, the sun, the moon, whatever is governing and controlling that hour. One sheet of the Gemara said, Yesh Mazal Yisrael. Inevitably, even Yisrael affected by the Mazalis. Rabbi Yechon maintained, Ein Mazal Yisrael. We have the ability to rise above the Mazal and change the Mazal. Through Tefillah, through Schusim, the Gemara brought a right from Rabbi Avinu, from the story with Shmuel, from Rabbi Akiva's daughter, and from Rav Nachum Yitzchak. Continues the Mishnah. Mechatchen es adluim lefnei behema. One can chop up the melons lefnei behema before the animal. Ves hanaveh lefnei haklavim. Chop up the carcass before the dogs. Now, although these things were not designated for this purpose, there's no concern of muktzah. Rabbi Yudah Omer, it's muktzah. Im lo yehoisa nevela merav Shabbos. This animal was not yet dead before Shabbos, in which case it was meant to be used for human consumption. It was not designated, prepared to be fed to an animal. So you can't use it for this purpose. Asura, because it's not prepared for this purpose. Let's see Rashi inside. Around 19 lines from the bottom. Masnisen, es adluin, so you can chop up these melons. Adluin, atlushim, detached, of course. Not attached to the ground, so he's chopping up detached melons. Umiu. However, there's a concern. Why? Stomman lavalu machal behemakami. The presumption is that they're not designated, prepared to be fed to animals. El adam, they're meant for human consumption. Likewise, the Mishnah says he can chop it to nevela. Shinis nabla hayoim, which became a nevela today. Ubin hashmashis, however, at the onset of Shabbos, hoysay medes la adam. It was designated for human consumption. It was not meant to be fed to animals. Despite these reservations, the Tanakhama does allow them to be prepared for an animal, to be fed for an animal. Rida says no. So this is the general machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon when it comes to muktzah. How broadly do we apply the concept of muktzah? Rabbi Yehuda says something which was not prepared is considered to be off-limit on Shabbos. So if this animal at the onset of Shabbos was not prepared for feeding two animals to dogs, was meant to be fed to humans, it's considered to be unprepared for this purpose, and one cannot use it on Shabbos. Tanakhama maintains no, because he is the sheet of Reb Shimon, who does not have such a broad application about muktzah. He says the only thing which is inherently useless is muktzah, but something which is useful, but merely lacking designation, was meant to be fed to humans. Now, he'd like to feed it to his animal, that's okay. That's not considered to be muktzah. Continues the Gemara. It's what we learned. Amar Allah halach Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha follows, we rule like Rabbi Yehuda with regard to this broad application of muktzah. It's lacking preparedness, it's muktzah. Vaf Rav Savar. Halach Rabbi Yehuda. Likewise, Rav also holds like Rabbi Yehuda. How do we know that? Midikarchi Zuzi. From the halacha regarding the mats, karchi are the mats, Zuzi, which were meant to cover over the merchandise in the ship. So it was designated for commercial use. So even though it can be used for other purposes, since it's lacking designation for other purposes, it's designated for commercial use, it's off-limits and muktzah. The Rav Asa, Rav says, this thing is Asar, in accordance with Sheetz of Yehuda. Shmuel Shari, Shmuel says it's Mutar, since it still can be used for other things, just the mere fact that he designated for commercial use doesn't make it muktzah. So you see clearly that Rav holds like Rav Yehuda. Va'af Levi Savar, likewise Levi also holds halach Rav Yehuda. How do we know that? Ki ha, the Levi, as we find in the following custom of Levi, the Levi kavu maisi treif fasal kameh b'yoyim atava, when they will bring a treif, an animal which had an uncertainty regarding its status, perhaps has an internal wound, some internal deficiency, which doesn't allow it to live too long, and one cannot eat this, so they used to bring the treifa to Levi to inspect it, to examine it, whether or not it's a treifa. Kavu maisi treif fasal kameh b'yoyim atava an yomtiv. Lo yehav chazilei, he would refuse to take a look at it. Lo yehav chazilei eliki yosef. Akil Kalisa. Unless he was sitting on the pile of trash. Why? Because just in case it will turn out this animal is forbidden, is a treifa, he won't have to carry it, he won't have to move it. The Amar, because he said, Dilma, perhaps, Lemis Kasha, it won't turn out to be kosher. And it won't be suitable even to be fed to dogs. Why? Because at the onset of Yom Tov, it was meant to be used for human food. It wasn't designated for klavim. Therefore, even now, when it turns out that it's not suitable to be eaten by a human, it's treif, you can't go ahead and feed it to the dogs, because it wasn't designated for that purpose. So we see that Levi incurs with Rabbi Yehuda Shita in muktzah. Ushmol amar halach Reb Shimon. Ba'av z'iri savar, likewise z'iri holds halach Reb Shimon. That merely lacking hachana preparedness does not make it muktzah. This nan, how do we know that z'iri concurs with Reb Shimon? As we learned in the following Mishnah, Behema Shemesa, an animal that died on Yom Tov, you cannot move it from its place. V'tirgum Ziri, and Ziri concluded, interpreted, that this Mishnah is speaking of Behema's Kachim, an animal which was a carbon. In which case, once this animal dies, it's totally useless. You can't feed it to a dog, therefore it's Muktzah. Aval b'chulin, shaper dami. But when it comes to a chulin animal, a non-Kodesh animal, even if the animal dies on Yom Tov, it's not muktzah, because he can feed it to dogs. And this is despite the fact that at the onset of Yom Tov, at the entry point of Yom Tov, it was designated for human consumption. It wasn't prepared for the animals. Nevertheless, this is not considered to be muktzah. So you see clearly the Ze'iri concurs with Reb Shimon. But Rabbi Yochanan Amar, halacha ki Reb Shimon, that lacking hachana is not muktzah. Okay, time for a brief review of today's daf. We began with a discussion regarding the melacha of Elisha, kneading, mixing together, for instance, flour and water. According to Rebbe, one can't even pour the water into the flour. That is already considered to be creating some sort of mass, which is considered Elisha. Mixing that would be, certainly be aser. What about mixing, being megavel, something which is raka, a mixture of a looser consistency? That would be mutter, provided he does it differently than the way it's ordinarily done. That's mutter through shinai. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda holds, only pour water into flour. Since it's not a uniform mass, he's not properly mixing it. That's not considered to be a melacha of lisha. One can even mix that mixture, provided he does it derech shinai. And certainly when it comes to a liquefied mixture, certainly that's mutter to be mixed, derech shinai. The Gemara proceeded describing the human nature, which is influenced and affected by the daily mazel, by the hourly mazel. The Gemara brought many opinions that hold ein mazel Yisrael, that Yisrael have the ability to overcome and rise above the laws of nature. We continued with the Mishnah and the Gemara, which told us that something which wasn't prepared to be fed for dogs, for instance, this animal that died on Shabbos, so it's lacking achana, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's aser, considered muksa, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's mutter. Now, on the topic of ein mazel Yisrael, I read a beautiful story about Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, who was renowned for his extreme humility, sablonis, and tolerance. In fact, there was once a story that he had purchased a new shas, and one of his students accidentally tipped over this inkwell containing blue ink all over the Gemara, and they were gripped with fear regarding his impending reaction. Rabbi Moshe came over and nonchalantly responded, "Oh, I like the color blue." And they marveled at his reaction. And somebody actually approached him and asked him whether he was born, perhaps, with this tolerant nature. And you know what Rabbi Moshe said? Actually not. Quite the contrary. He said, "I was born with a very strong tendency for anger and annoyance, and I worked hard at it." And he transformed it. He changed his nature and now became a person with utmost sablonis and tolerance. Ein mazel Yisrael.